Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, it is yet another Tech Vibe Radio here on a Friday night in the Pittsburgh area, which we love so much.
We do.
Yeah. 412. I even like 724. 814. I like them all, man. It all goes
What's
out.
What's 814?
That's going up towards like Erie, going north. That's going out towards like Penn State. All the areas that our signal hits.
Wow.
And our companies go out in those areas, too, because we represent not just Pittsburgh, but southwestern Pennsylvania. And that's what makes our jobs so much fun. And why I can't believe it's been 22 years since we've been doing Tech 50. Why we have a Tretzi coming around the corner, like how it's already, you know, we're deep in the fall. Crazy things are kind of going on. I'm just saying, there's a lot happening.
There is a lot happening. And it's... You know, it's just a blend of so many different things.
It is.
Which is just makes it so interesting to be here.
Yeah.
You know, you have some of this fluff recognition that we get.
Yeah. I don't like the fluff recognition.
I don't like the fluff recognition either. I don't like, oh, it's such a great place. It's the best place to live in the whole world. Really?
It's the best place to have a yard.
It's the best place to raise kids. Really?
Really?
You know, I mean, great. It's the best place if you're single. It's the best place if you're old.
And to get snow cones.
It's the best place. You know, and I always crack up.
Now you're making me laugh.
I just always crack up because it's like, you know, we can't, you
but
know.
We love it because we can say, we're number one.
We're number one. Yeah. It's delusional. It's delusional. It's an right. amazing place to live. Do not get me wrong.
Of course it is.
But it is, we have so much to do.
I know.
And that's the thing that it's, if I get hit by a bus tomorrow, I want
don't
people
get hit
to
by
know
a bus. Can't do that. If you're crossing
you cannot
fifth,
be
both
complacent
directions.
Yeah. in this world.
Exactly.
Be a creator.
Move
be
the needle.
A giver. Be a builder.
Be a builder. Be a pioneer.
Because that's what it's about. That's what it's about. And when we know that we're continuing to create, that's why I love this gig.
I know.
Because we're around people who are creating
they're always
and building.
Like, they're always up in the game. All
right.
It's kind of
and they're
nuts.
Up in the game. They're rising tides and they're doing it against all odds. And to me, that's the best part of living.
Absolutely, man. I agree with you 100%.
Right.
Keeps
not just sitting around being a consumer.
Exactly. Or just
grabbing stuff.
Taking a check and saying,
yeah,
hey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
No, it's the next iteration of opportunities and possibilities. You know, recently I've had an opportunity to hang out with the woman who runs the Port Authority. Hopefully we can get her on the air.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, she's good. I mean, she's got a
I'm
big...
I'm excited about that.
She's got a big, you know, no pun intended, road ahead. But, you know, I'm talking to her like, I want transportation right to the airport.
She's
we're
like,
the only city that doesn't have that.
Yeah. Well, doesn't the 28X?
The 28X is great. It's cheap. I love that. But it's you
right.
know, it's
oh,
a
yeah.
slow
yeah.
kind
a
of
slow
crawling
to get
thing.
Out there.
Yeah.
I've never
to
taken
go
it
out there.
Right.
And many Pittsburghers just don't take it. And it doesn't go to where they need to go.
Gotcha.
So, you know, so she's got big vision. She's got great experience. She's got great perspective. She's quote unquote an outsider coming in, which I totally love.
Yeah, it brings a whole different perspective.
Brings a great perspective. Same kind of, I feel the same way as I do about Christina Kosotis over
yes,
at the airport.
Absolutely.
Outsider, deep experience in airport.
Think about the changes that she's been able to
right. Look at the changes she's been
awesome.
Able to amass over
yeah.
time. So I like that. And Catherine at the Port Authority comes with a lot of expertise in transportation. She's a transportation girl.
Exactly.
You know, she's done it for over 20 some odd years.
Exactly.
So I am excited by that kind of new perspective, because that's where my cynicism emanates from when I go, oh, we're the best, we're the greatest.
Like, no, we still have so many things to do.
Right.
So many problems
to
solve.
Grow. We need to grow and make sure that we don't have all this traffic that we're having right now.
This is what I've been trying to figure out.
Right.
I know our population is flat.
Right.
Right. I think the population that we have is just becoming more active and in their cars more. Because I definitely noticed a marked difference in traffic over the past 5 years.
Oh.
Like, to the point where I'm becoming, like, annoyed by it. I know people who live in real traffic areas will just laugh at my, you know, 35 or 40-minute commute. But to me, that's, like, precious time being wasted. And I prefer to ride my bike to work, but can't always do that.
Well, right. But, I mean, you would think in this day and age.
Yeah.
Forget about comparing it to L.A. or New York or Boston, but in this day and age, we should be able to solve the traffic problem.
You would think. I mean, especially if you look at it, if we could actually apply some of these automated technologies to our cars. Just say, as you're driving, it knows the spacing of the car so you cannot jam up a tunnel. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. These simple
things. But I don't even know if that's the actual point of congestion. I know it is. Very often, but
people,
I don't know in and of itself.
People can't drive and are freaked out going into a tunnel, so they hit the brakes and it causes this crazy chain reaction. And I bet you there's like some weird algorithm that shows if a cars are going at a certain speed and a certain car slows down in a certain lane, how that makes this ripple effect that just makes everything grind to a halt, and then someone gets rear-ended and it stinks. And I'm sitting around waiting to get on, and I'm like, come on, man. Pittsburgh is number one in having dumb traffic. Yay. Fantastic. Oh, my goodness, Audrey. It's true. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, as you're saying, I think it's absolutely correct. Pittsburgh, you're coming here to build something, to build something, to move the freaking needle.
Right.
And our members make that happen, and our radio show puts a great example on that. And one of the things tonight, Audrey, I'm doing a special out-of-studio podcast with Steel Bridge Labs, a new fintech incubator. Talk about rolling up your sleeves and doing new stuff in Pittsburgh. Moving the needle forward, these guys are doing it. I cannot wait for people to hear this snippet we have with them later in the show today. I think that's going to be, like, a lot of fun. Steel Labs. Steel Bridge Labs.
Yes, right.
Exactly. Just saying. The other thing I talked to, James Kellett from Neo World came from Australia to Pittsburgh, opening a new little office here, Shingle. They do learning technologies, how gaming can make kids learn. So James Kellett from Australia came to our offices, grabbed an interview with him too. So we're plugging that one into the show. We're plugging things into the show today just to let people know that there might be differences in sound quality as they listen to the show.
They should all be great sound quality.
They should be pretty good, but I'm just saying, I'm in the field, man. That's all. You know, sometimes airplanes fly overhead, doors open, you know, babies cry, and sirens go off in the middle of interviews. Sometimes.
No babies.
It can happen. No babies. No babies. And of course, Audrey, we have Bob Fields and Jacob Kring stopping by from Hypersense. Really cool.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah, they were an Alpha Lab gear company. And really cool stuff. I love the idea of being able to improve the indoor quality, air quality and temperature, and save energy and make it more comfortable all through automated stuff. So I'm excited about it.
That's great. You going to put one of those in your house?
My house is not equipped. My house is 130 years old.
So you don't think it can accommodate? We're going to have to find out.
I don't know. That's a good question, because think about all the old homes in Pittsburgh like mine. I'm not the only house in Pittsburgh built in 1890, right?
No.
So there must be many. And I've done many updates to my house. And maybe that's something that I could use. I don't know. We're going
to
find out.
I'm always here to help you.
These guys, you are. And these guys are here to maybe
any way you can spend more money.
Spend more money.
I'm going to tell you.
Please tell me. Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
So he's going to ask for a raise.
I am. I always do. But I never get it. So one day you'll say yes.
One day.
One day. And I'm banking on it. And then I can afford the Hypersense system for my house.
It's true. How about if we just buy the system for you instead of a raise?
No, I want the raise. I'll just tell you I installed the system. Anyhow, we got a fun show in front of you tonight. Audrey, always a pleasure hanging out with you and talking to these great companies. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. We've got so many things going on. We can't even keep track of it. I know Tech 50 is right around the corner. Learn all about it there. We'll be right back after this quick break. So glad you're tuned into Tech Vibe Radio tonight. This is Jonathan Kirsten.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, as I had mentioned in the show, you know, it was summertime. I was out and about grabbing interviews when I could. People call me up. They're like, hey, we've got to be on Tech Vibe. But the person I'm suggesting, you know, he's flying in from Australia. He's only going to be here for a day.
Oh, wow.
So I got to, like, go to where the interviews are sometimes, right?
Right.
You know, polish up the old MFU, the mobile field unit. It's been a while. Just saying.
You're allowed to say MFU.
I can, absolutely. The mobile field unit, we speak in acronyms around here in order to keep things fast-paced and moving. So we have James Kellett from NeoWorld, really cool company, setting up a shingle here in Pittsburgh, and it's all about learning for children and using gaming to help children learn better. So I'm really excited. You know, I always love it when technology and the kids come together and they start learning and doing stuff.
All of a sudden, he likes kids.
All of a sudden, I care. What can I say? So anyhow, here's my conversation with James Cullett from NeoWorld. I hope you enjoyed as much as I had interviewing.
And as you know, Tech Vibe, we are world famous for, we go where the interviews are sometimes. We can't always make it into the studio. So we're actually at Pittsburgh Technology Council's temporary headquarters here on Isabella Street. We're talking to one James Cullett. He's the chairman, executive chairman and CEO of NeoWorld, actually just set up a presence here in Pittsburgh, and it's all about bringing technology to level education. Really exciting stuff and some really cool initiatives. And so, James, you flew in all the way from Australia, which I think is fantastic. This is your first time in Pittsburgh. Quickly, tell us about yourself and what you do and how you got linked up with this whole NeoWorld stuff.
Jonathan, thank you. And it's certainly a delight to see your great city. It's a sparkling city as you arrive in it the first time. NeoWorld has had an amazing journey in starting out in education, edutainment, technology, and then finally finding a place helping special needs kids. And that was a rather serendipitous moment with an extreme autistic child who could not speak, could not read, and yet took one of our technology games to the highest level. And at that point, a number of people realized that NeoWorld had a certain formula that could be helpful to not only autistic kids, but other kids with learning difficulties, not only in your country, but also in Australia, and in fact, right around the world.
That is so interesting. I love hearing that, where you literally find someone that can use technology and it opens up their entire world and probably completely changes it. And you're like, wait a second, we're on to something here. We need to start actually, you know, scaling this in other directions. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, after that event, which was, as I said, was just a milestone event, we then engaged with District 75 in New York City, which is a non-geographically defined city across the five boroughs of New York that has 26,000 special needs kids. And we started to deploy in a number of those schools, and we got the same success. We got pacification because of the engagement with the platform, and then once we were able to engage the kids, we could educate them. But also we have very powerful analytics on the back of the platform, which enables the educators to determine the level of independent instruction that the child might need. So where in a regular class you would find that largely the students are on a similar level, the students that in many cases we deal with are of vastly different age and vastly different levels. And the consequence of that is, more often than not, they're left out. There's no education equity. The huge digital divide is getting bigger and bigger. So what we've found that we can do is we can analyze these children, we can have the educators can work with us, they can now have individually curated programs for the children, and most importantly, they have individual reports for each of those children. How do you assess a child that's nonverbal if you don't have some form of technology? So as we're seeing in all things, Jonathan, technology today in education is playing even a bigger role. And the fascinating thing is that if you can take a child from dependence to independence, there's a tenfold, the cost of that change, there's a tenfold economic benefit over the life of that child.
I never even thought about that way, but that is absolutely true. And at the end of the day, you're just improving the quality of lives. I mean, you're bringing people into the fold, like lessening that divide, and it's technology that's doing it. And I'm thinking about all the data that you're collecting on the back and how you can learn from that and then start applying that to other students and then helping the students that are currently in there. That's just amazing stuff to me. So what are you doing here in Pittsburgh? Why are you visiting Pittsburgh?
Well, we're very fortunate actually to be here in Pittsburgh because there's a couple of reasons, Jonathan. First of all, it's obviously a technology and education center for the U.S., but most importantly, one of our senior staff members is also resident here in Pittsburgh. So that gave us the opportunity to spread our wings beyond New York and come to work here in Pittsburgh, and we're developing a team here to work with particularly in special needs and slow learners environment.
That That is fascinating. So glad to have you here in Pittsburgh. And sometimes it's those cool draws that bring you here. Now, as part of this, you're meeting with some legislators and elected officials while you're here, and it's all around this, Connect All Kids. Is this initiative that you guys are part of? Can you tell us about that?
Jonathan, one of the issues that we have is that governments, not only here in the US, but right around the world, tend to be slow to put funding towards education for special needs. It's a hangover from the past. So we've created a Connect All Kids program to create awareness that with the provision of technology, the provision of appropriate funding, that these kids can become independent, they can become meaningful members of your society. And Connect the Kids is an awareness program that we've been driving. And largely we're directing that at philanthropic funds, corporate funds, and most importantly, politicians.
Well, that's a great place to start, because they're the ones with the dollars and they see where the resources need to go. And to really educate them on the importance that technology is what can actually make this happen and can scale it quickly as well, too. Tell me about that.
Well, we live in the world today with the advantage that pretty well every major city you go to has good internet connections. The cost of technology becomes cheaper and cheaper. Not only that, connectivity, because we use a live platform so we can get real-time data from these kids. Also, we use a live platform so that if they're on the platform at home, we're still collecting that real-time data. We then use that real-time data to work with the educators to further improve the platform and adjust the platform. So it's a circular pattern of collecting more data, of the kids enjoying the platform. And that's the most important thing, Jonathan. They all enjoy the platform because they're on a journey and there's activities that they need to complete to get to the next part of the journey. So they're incentivized to keep moving through the journey. At the same time, they're learning. At the same time, we're gathering the data. At the same time, we're adjusting their learning program. And the technology that has become far cheaper, you know, in Asia today, you can buy a tablet for, you know, basically a few dollars. Our platform works on that. Whether it be an iPad, whether it be a laptop, any platform, or whether it be the ubiquitous phone that every household has, the platform works on that.
That is so cool, the idea that it comes across all the platforms, and the best of all, the kids don't know they're learning. They're having fun. They're being engaged. That's when you know you have something good going on. So people want to learn more about NeoWorld. If they want to learn more about the Connect All Kids, what's the best place for them to go?
NeoWorld.com.
And that's with a K, right?
K-N-E-O.
NeoWorld.com with a K. Very cool stuff. So once again, welcome to Pittsburgh. So glad you're here visiting us, and so glad for that you're setting up some presence here in Pittsburgh. And that we know our tech industry can help kind of play into this and make this reach even more kids and be even more effective as far as that goes. So thanks again, James, for hanging out with us tonight. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. So do I.
So we're coming right back after this quick break, I swear. This is Jonathan Kirsting. I'm with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Fly on to Twitter at pghtech.
Welcome back, everybody. So glad you're spending your Friday evening with us on Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, you know I've been talking about the HyperSense stuff for quite a while.
I know. Does he work for you?
If he wants to.
Deal.
Oh my gosh.
So we have Jacob Kring here. He's the CEO of HyperSense. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, man.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So quickly, tell our listeners just the quick pitch. Sure. What does HyperSense do?
So what HyperSense does is deliver room-by-room zoning and climate control. So typically in your home, you've got a hot room or a cold room. What we're doing is balancing the system out so you can actually be comfortable in your own home. It starts with sensors that we're putting into every single room of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning kind of the conditions of your space, how you use your home. And then from our app, we're understanding what your favorite temperature preferences are. You know, if you like it a little more humid or you want it a little bit dehumidified. And
wow.
Then from there, we're managing where the airflow is going using our motorized dampers. So we're actually forcing the air where it needs to be based on where you are in the home.
And so are you connected to the units themselves?
So what we do is we replace the registers where your air comes out in your home. And so we have a bunch of different decorative trims, designs, face
splits.
Really? So we match your home decor. And then what?
Any Victorian style ones.
We have some that yes. might
fit. I need Mediterranean.
Yes, she does. I need gilded, and you need things that...
Yeah, so we have gold ones, too.
That would be
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Gold-plated.
Okay, okay, so you
wood
have
floors,
these...
floors. We've got the wood floors. They look really good, so...
Wow, so right now, we are talking to the head of HyperSense.
Absolutely.
And so well, if you're near a computer or your phone, look up hybersense.com. So that way you can really understand what we're talking about, because yeah, these guys started this from nothing.
I like that concept of surfing while listening.
There's a five minute video pitch that kind of goes
gives
over
you the whole thing.
It's a much longer overview. Yeah.
So where did you get this idea from? And saying, I have this idea, I actually want to turn this into a company.
So it's a mix of two people's experiences with heating and cooling. The first was one of our co-founders, Daniel Mosse, who used to be the chair of computer science at the University of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
He's from Brazil. He loves it a nice 75, nice and warm.
I see where this is going. Okay.
His daughter was born here in Pittsburgh. And she doesn't like it anywhere near 75. And so what he was finding is that she would just open up a window. And he just kept thinking, if I could just stop the air from going into her room, it would be all right. And I
right.
wouldn't spend so much energy. So, of course, he came to us as a group of people at the University of Pittsburgh. Brendan and I, my other co-founder, were students at the time at the University of Pittsburgh, and he pitched this big idea of basically controlling everything you could possibly think of in your home to be more energy efficient.
Right.
Of course, we couldn't do everything at once, so we narrowed down on something that I was personally dealing with myself, which was in my South Oakland apartment over by Pitt.
I love this audience. This is so cool.
An unfortunate heating and cooling system where the thermostat was sitting in my roommate's room.
Yep.
And of course, everything's great for him, but I'm at the end of the apartment freezing. So eventually I convinced him, like, hey, we got to turn this up. It's not working for me. But the result of that was a $600 electricity bill at the end of the month, which is how much I was paying for rent. So that was a no-go. I chose to freeze. But on top of that, I actually chose to start this company with Daniel.
Wow. I love this audio. Practical reasons to start a company. There's problems to be solved.
And so how has the market received you these days?
It's great. We got a lot of interest from consumers who reached out to us. And we're also working with HVAC contractors and smart home integrators to actually install the product.
As you're building something, right?
So I might need that.
And then obviously retrofitting as well, too. Is that part of the thing?
Yeah, it's primarily retrofitting.
Okay.
So
this is good for air and heat.
Yep. So it's all forced air system. So if it blows hot air or cold air, it'll work with your system.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's really cool. So you can buy direct from you?
No. So what you do is you could either reach out to us through our website and we would connect you with a professional contractor, or you could reach out to your contractor and they could come reach out to us. But essentially what we do is we work with your HVAC professional, because at the end of the day, the HVAC system in the basement of your house is probably the most expensive thing you have in the house. And rightfully, most people don't really want to touch it. So what we do is we work with somebody who has experience, who can come in, install the system, install the different pieces that you need so that it's done right the first time and the experience is great right off the bat.
So it's a tough challenge getting this company up and going, because not only are you developing really leading edge technology, but you have to actually now penetrate a market, have people actually install and sell. So, I mean, that's a lot for you guys to take on. That's a pretty, pretty bold move to do this.
Well, the interesting thing is that the HVAC market kind of works like this already, right?
Okay.
So you have HVAC guys. You don't install your own HVAC equipment. So we're just leveraging some of the existing network that's already out there.
Gotcha.
To help us get off the ground.
And then create that general awareness. People say, I want that. I'm tired of freezing and I'm tired of being hot. And
exactly. I mean, every time we talk to a contractor, it's the same thing. Every single one of my customers could use this. Everybody calls me and have this problem.
I love it.
I would think that the HVAC companies would be interested in this, or maybe not.
Well, they might be. And in time, we would, you know, work with them as we become more mature and start to understand.
How long have you been doing this?
Just over 2 years now.
Wow.
So
that's quick.
Yeah.
Are you hiring?
Right now, we are not hiring, but we just came off a hiring spree, and we'll be hiring eventually.
But Audrey, he said he was going to hire me.
I know. I thought you said that.
That's because I'm working for free. I was. Yeah.
Oh, you thought you already signed the contract.
I took the last slot.
Because there was a verbal contract.
Absolutely. Before the show, we're like, hey, you know, I'm coming over there. It's going to be cool. Or hot, however you want it. You know,
so what kinds of people do you have on your team?
So there's a mix of technical people who have computer science backgrounds. We've got some people that have more of a mechanical engineering background. And then, of course, we have people on our team that have business backgrounds who can go in sales. For instance, Bob Fields we joined our team about a year ago. He has experience leading B2B sales, SaaS sales, and he's helped set up national installation networks.
Oh, that's
which
great.
Which is exactly what we're trying
to
do.
He's got that experience that you don't have that you bring him in to do that for you.
So the core founding team was technical, and of course, we can make things, but we needed some support with somebody who had some experience. And so when Bob came in, it was really a great fit for us.
That's
so are
really
you manufacturing?
We are manufacturing. In fact, most of our manufacturing is done here in Western PA.
What? Oh, that's really? What I want to hear, man. How
so
cool is that?
So you're doing contract work?
We have OEM manufacturers here, contract manufacturers here. You know, most of our goods are either bought through American manufacturers or actually made here and assembled here. We've got our injection molding plastics done in Erie, or will be done in Erie, I should say. Our electronics manufacturing, all the assembly is done just, you know, 20 minutes from here, 30 minutes from here, off 28. So, you know, it's
Did
really
you think you were going to be doing this 2 years?
Exactly.
Ago?
Yeah. How cool.
Yes and no. I mean, I always thought it could grow to what it was, but
did you?
It was, yeah.
After that $600 heating bill?
Well, because it was a real problem, and I felt it.
Exactly.
If I wasn't going to solve it for everybody, I was at least going to solve it for myself.
Gotcha.
I love that. Is this the first company you've ever started?
This is my first company, yes. So.
And what have you learned? What have you learned about this?
I mean, everything I've done has been a learning process. You know, I think one of the things I was most worried about coming into it was just that I hadn't done it, and I didn't know really anything about it, and
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
I've learned over time that it's okay not to know. You just kind of gotta run into it and figure
just
it
make
out
make it happen, right?
So that's probably built up your confidence.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, I'm an engineer, and so talking in public was something that was not my forte.
Not your forte.
It wasn't, but now you're like a stand-up comic.
Oh, I'm not. I wouldn't go that far, but I've definitely found myself becoming a lot more comfortable with that. And
yeah,
so, isn't that good?
Sure.
That's great.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's a surprise, right?
Definitely, yeah.
That's a big surprise. Then, so do you do anything for fun?
Sometimes. I was just camping a couple weekends ago, so that was a lot of fun for
Camping's
me.
Camping's an awesome thing.
You know, being in the nitty-gritty
right.
of a technology company,
right.
it's sometimes nice to go
you
somewhere where you can
decompress a little bit, yeah.
Did you really let loose?
Well, there was no service there, so I didn't really have
right.
an option.
Yeah.
Remember, Audrey, we were talking to Joel Johnson from Boxy a few
right.
weeks ago, and he was like, no, I had to take like a few weeks and just get on my bike and just kind of ride
yeah.
into the wilderness a
right.
little bit, just because.
I mean, I get to in my head and the access to it, anything that comes up, and I'm immediately thinking
right.
about it. And this way, I can't, I mean, I can think about it all I want, but I can't do anything
right.
about it.
So you went through the Alpha Lab gear program, right?
That's correct.
That was yep. probably really crucial to helping you guys get off on the right foot. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So, well, first at the University of Pittsburgh, we participated in Pitt's accelerator program,
right.
which is the blast furnace.
Exactly. And started the blast
oh,
furnace.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They shot out a hot ingot
that.
At the blast furnace ready for Alpha Lab gear, right?
And that was one of our first kind of experiences working with, you know, other entrepreneurs that had experience or had done things like
right.
this. And so, of course, transitioning into Alpha Lab gear, where they actually provided some more funding for us, you know, it was really great to be around these types of people who
right.
had done it and just could tell you, hey, that's probably not a good idea. Don't do
right.
that.
Right. Well, they had the mentors absolutely. There, but the other companies that are also working there as well, too. So you really are immersed
oh,
in
yeah.
an ecosystem and a culture there of, like, getting a company off the ground.
One of the things I always say that I really appreciated about being at Alpha Lab Gear was being right next to all the other companies because
okay.
you're going through the same thing with them, you know, especially the companies that have products similar to ours. You know, I could go over and ask them, like, hey, how are you manufacturing this? What did you do? How did you get approval for
yeah,
your
that's
your
great.
Devices?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so hard to do it alone.
Having that proximity
and
the people around you. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we've got a couple minutes left.
Sure.
What's the future of HyberSense? Is there other areas you can apply this technology? Are there markets you can hit? Like, well, what are your thoughts?
Our goal, first and foremost, is to make you more comfortable in your home. But what that does is gives us a ton of data and information about what's happening in the space. So
mm-hmm.
we can be more proactive about making conditions better in your space,
right.
giving you alerts, understanding what's happening in your space. So over time, we can tell you, hey, you know, this duct line isn't performing as well, or, you know, your HVAC system hasn't performed as well as it did this year than it did last year. You should go get it checked out. And then on the inside, we can alert you, hey, there's motion in your house and we weren't expecting there to be motion. Is
wow.
that you?
So
stuff
it could
like
be
that.
Part security system too.
Interesting.
So I'm not going to go so far as to say
right.
it's a security system,
no,
but there's chances for us to give
exactly.
you the information
yeah.
that you can start to use it and be better about
mm-hmm.
controlling and managing your home space.
I love it, man. Well, I'm so glad you got to stop by the show and tell
yeah,
us. Yeah,
thank
is...
you for doing the work. It's
yeah.
bold and courageous work.
It's fun, though.
That's what it's all about.
It
and you're having
great.
A good time. That makes yep. it just double fantastic.
So that was HyberSense.
HyberSense. HyberSense.com. Check them out. We're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio. Rumor has it, Audrey, I'm bringing up my segment next, all about Steel Bridge Labs with Buchanan Labs. Special,
awesome.
Special podcast that I grabbed, so stay tuned for that. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, the last time I checked, we are passionate about the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us there at pghtech.org. follow us on Twitter at PGH Tech.
So glad you could join us here for Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. And as promised, actually, it's been a while since we've been on the road with Buchanan Labs. It was about a year ago we did our last segment, and it's been way too long. So I'm really, really glad to get the band back together again and under really, really cool circumstances. So we're actually recording from the Steel Bridge Labs space in the Strip District on 28th Street. Fantastic space. It's a fintech incubator. Just to show you what's going on in Pittsburgh, but yes, there are fintech incubators in Pittsburgh. Plus, there's also the Buchanan Labs as well, too. So just be sure to go to Buchanan-Labs.com and learn all about them. They make this segment happen for us. They are our partner in bringing you great interviews like this. And with us, we have Ed Grattan from Buchanan Ingersoll & Rooney. No stranger to Tech Vibe, Ed. Thanks for hanging out with us here at Steel Bridge Labs.
How are you doing today, Jonathan? Thanks for having me back on the show.
Absolutely. And Jim Hlicik, of course, running the place here at Steel Bridge Labs.
Well, yeah, I'm here. I don't know if I'm running it. I have quite the crew with me. But,
you do, yeah. No. Yeah. First off, this is really impressive space. I mean, congratulations on it.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. We're very proud of the space. It's certainly been a labor of love, and we're glad it turned out the way it is. And appreciate you guys being here, Ed, yeah, Jonathan, you as well. So excited to do the show from our brand new headquarters.
The HQ here.
HQ, so, global headquarters.
So when does the helicopter landing pad go? Is that soon?
Let's do a few more deals.
Okay.
And let's make some waves here in Pittsburgh, and then we'll figure that out.
That would be a lot of fun, just flying over, if you know what I mean, as far as that goes. So first off, let's just talk about Steel Bridge Lab. You guys have been around for a while. Yeah. Give us the overview of what's happening here at Steel Bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. So Steel Bridge Laboratories is a business that we founded 3 years ago. It is a fintech VC. You know, we run our venture capital firm as an incubator.
Right.
And obviously, as we said, focus on fintech. The way we approach it is we work with entrepreneurs who are just getting up and running.
Yeah.
You know, they may have a good idea that's on a whiteboard, and we try to help them turn that good idea into a company. That's what we do, and we're super excited about it.
It makes total sense why you're hanging out with Buchanan Ingersoll & Rooney and Buchanan Labs, because they kind of do that same thing in some ways as far as that goes. So, Ed, tell us a little bit about Buchanan, and obviously I know your passion for startups and emerging technology, it goes back to the founding of Pittsburgh's tech sector, you know, back in the 70s as far
Absolutely.
As that is.
We reach very far back in terms of helping young emerging companies try to get to the point where they have organized themselves in a correct manner or do their early stage financings. And we try to offer a competitive label in terms of offering cost-efficient legal solutions to startup companies through our Buchanan Labs platform, through Buchanan Ingersoll & Rooney.
Absolutely. And I've always liked to Buchanan is like, you're not just a law firm, you're partners with your clients. It's like literally like you're like the fifth Beatle.
Absolutely. So, you know, we'll day in, day out get calls from clients, not just related to legal issues, but also providing that business advice for, especially on the individuals with, younger individuals with companies that really, you know, don't know the ins and outs of general business, you know, acumen. And so we try to assist them in everyday needs that they have, whether it be legal or business advice.
Absolutely. So I have to assume you're working with some of the companies that are coming out of Steel Bridge Labs here, working with Steel Bridge themselves.
Sure.
Is that true?
We worked on, quite a few of them, but we're looking forward to a larger partnership with Steel Bridge Labs.
Very cool. Very cool. So Steel Bridge Labs, first off, this place blows my mind. Second off, should I say, I love the fact that Pittsburgh has a fintech incubator.
Yeah.
Being right on that vertical, I think, is really interesting. Tell our listeners, what is fintech these days, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, now fintech is really technology that allows us to get in touch with money a little bit better than we had in the past. And what I mean by that is, you know, historically, if you think back 20 years, you used to walk into the bank and you know, get cash out and, you know, write checks to
I know. I almost forget that there was a time when I'd get my expense check and you'd like...
Yeah.
Walk down to the bank and deposit it. And now it's just like, no, I just scan it with my phone and go on with my business.
That's correct.
I'm glad I'm not a teller for a living.
Yeah, so. No, it's true. Although I think tellers and their role in the branches are becoming a little more valuable.
Right.
Meaning that when you do go in and you need to speak to somebody, they need to be very well equipped to answer your
questions. Good point. Okay.
You know, historically, you walk into a teller and you know, they really just sort of moved money around and didn't necessarily have deep knowledge in what your needs were. Now that that we're using, you know, ATMs to do our banking. When we do have to go to somebody, they need to have that knowledge.
Exactly.
That
makes sense. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, but fintech, I mean, that's just one piece of it. That, right. You know, that's the consumer facing. So the listeners, when you think of fintech, it's, you know, mobile payments on your phone. It's apps to help with managing your money and so forth. But again, that's one piece of the puzzle. There's enterprise technology that's helping these financial services organizations and retailers and really sort of the economy operate more effectively. And so when we look at fintech, we look at it everything from, you know, back office software, enterprise software that these organizations are using, all the way through to the consumer facing technology. So it's really an evolving business.
It's so exciting the way it cuts across everything like
that. It really does. And it's everything we do every day. All of us.
At the end of the day, money drives everything, right?
That's correct.
You got to have the financial transactions happening securely and efficiently.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Yeah, compliance, security. We all want to be comfortable that if we are paying with our phone, that it's going to go through and somebody's not going to necessarily steal our credit card number, for example.
Absolutely. So, and we take that for granted. That's how seamless that is to us.
Yeah,
it's because of the types of technologies that are being deployed here.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
you look at, you know, Alibaba in Asia, and it's now Ant Financial. I mean, last quarter alone, they got a $12 billion infusion of capital.
Just so, $12 billion bucks?
$12 billion. just $12
billion. Just $12 billion.
So, you know, obviously a lot of energy and resources is being put behind these financial institutions, and that's obviously an outlier. I mean, it's the most valuable unicorn company in the world, but it just tells you where the money's going. And we here in Pittsburgh obviously are seeing billions of dollars flowing into robotics and AI and so forth with Argo AI and Ford putting a billion.
Exactly.
So, you know, technology is really moving the way we do things as individuals.
For sure. Just reminding our listeners, we're here at Stillbridge Labs with Buchanan Labs doing a special segment here. And also, we have bonus content that goes with this. We're going to be nerding out on fintech and all sorts of fun things like that. If you go to iTunes and just search for Tech Vibe Radio, or if you go over to Buchanan-Labs.com, you can find it there as well, too. So, Jim, tell us about the types of companies that you are baking in this incubator.
Yeah, we've got some really cool stuff. And as you just mentioned, you're going to hear from two of our companies post this conversation.
Yeah.
So we're excited about Honeycomb Credit, which is a Pittsburgh-based debt crowdfunding platform that we've invested in. George Cooks, our CEO, he's here joining us in a little bit.
He's warming up in the green room right now.
He is warming up, yeah. I kind of heard him do that. La, 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 la.
Actually, he was doing pull-ups.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he was just getting, ripped for it. I'm saying. Yeah, absolutely.
So he's here, very excited about that. And then we have Eric Redline, who is a co-founder and CEO of Numula, which is a personal financial platform focused on child financial wellness and literacy.
Gotcha.
So we're really excited about that one as well. But those are two of six businesses that we're invested in. And as a matter of fact, we invested in another one yesterday.
I heard about that. So tell us about that real quick.
Well, we can't necessarily communicate it out yet.
You may have heard about
a different transaction in our consulting business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the one we invested in yesterday is super exciting as well, and we'll get some information about that.
We have to have you stop back on the show to tell us about that.
I will.
Very near future. I'm going to hold you to it.
Very near future. Okay. It's a Pittsburgh-based fintech as well, so we're excited about that one.
Yeah. Very cool.
So more to come.
So Ed, when you're hanging out here and you're seeing the activity going on here in Pittsburgh, what are your thoughts on how this is growing?
Honestly, when I came back from school almost 8 years ago, Pittsburgh was completely a different region before I left. And now coming back here, it's really grown into something that is energetic and something that people want to be around. And having these financial firms located here in the city, I really could see that this is becoming the financial tech hub that we really want it to be, especially with the help of Stillbridge Labs taking a part in that growth within this region.
Definitely. So Stillbridge, I mean, like I said, I can't get over the fact that Pittsburgh can actually support this, which I think is just great. What was the inspiration for you to say that we need to do this? Because you're hanging some serious risk out doing this. I mean, this is no easy task.
Yeah.
Why are you taking such effort?
You're right. And, I think it's sort of what Ed said. You know, I'm a Pittsburgh guy through and through, grew up here. I went away after school. I'm a Penn Stater. And, you know, a number of years later, I came back and just saw the evolution of our city. And,
right.
You know, my entire career as well as my partner's careers have been in finance and, building technology, implementing technology, working with other venture capital firms and private equity firms to help them do what they do better. And it sort of dawned on us 3 years ago that we need to be out here making fintech investments ourselves. And so, you know, we set out to do that, and we decided that Pittsburgh is the perfect location for it for a couple of reasons. One, you know, we have a ton of momentum when it comes to venture investing and sort of the things that our peers like Buchanan Labs and others are doing here in the city. We need more of it. We need 10 times more of it, but we're making some good headway. So that was one. Two, obviously, here in Pittsburgh, as we all know, we've got two major financial institutions. We've got a number of universities that offer up some really good talent. So that was important for us. And I think the third thing was just the proximity to New York.
Definitely.
But at the same time, we still have a reasonable cost of living.
Still,
for
it's
now.
It's changing, man.
Although
Come
the Strip,
on.
Which is where we are here, is starting to change dramatically.
Yes, it is.
But having spent a lot of my time in living in New York for a number of years, I recognize that city is looking to Pittsburgh and other areas to land some of their operational staff and so forth. So good reason for us to be here in Pittsburgh.
For sure.
Plus, we love the city. I mean, this is our home.
Who doesn't? Come
yeah,
on,
there
man.
You
Pittsburgh's
go.
The best.
Especially on a day like today. Look at it.
I
out
know.
There.
It's like, man, savor the day. You don't get too many of them that are like this. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So we got about a minute or so left. Just what are your thoughts on the future as we start to grow, as Steelbridge Labs starts growing?
Yeah, no,
how
absolutely.
Do you see that working out?
Yeah, Steelbridge Labs, we're very excited about what we have in front of us. As I mentioned, we just did our seventh deal yesterday, so we'll announce that later next week. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. And at the end of the day, we are a relatively new entrant into venture capital investing. So we want to keep proving ourselves, have a few deals do really well, and then we'll see where it goes from there. Maybe
exactly.
We'll open up a fund and try to pull some more money together from folks in the area.
That's what it's all about. Keep growing it. And you have Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney, Buchanan Labs, they're helping out with it, and guys like Ed Gratton. So,
that's correct. Yeah, we love the guys over at Buchanan. So
you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. I love it. So steelbridgelabs.com.
That's correct.
Check it out. And, of course, Buchanan-labs.com to learn all about what's going on there. And once again, there's bonus content right after this. Go over to iTunes, search for Tech Vibe Radio, and look for all the Steelbridge Labs content that we got going on, and have a good time with that. So, this is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Love bringing the show every single Friday night. Simple as that. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Go on over to Twitter at pghtech, and then have yourself an awesome weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.